Friday, you may remember, we had a conversation about a plan by the Gauteng government to deploy mobile showers, particularly for the homeless. Here's what some of your views were when we discussed it on Friday.
How is that going to work with these showers? Because we don't have water. And how are we going to heat the water? Because we don't have electricity.
These guys, even if we can give them food, but you deserve to be clean. That food, I think, I mean, well, everyone eats, but surely you also take a shower.
Hi, Bongani and the team, Francois here. You know, mobile showers, really? And then also, within the first month, if they haven't got security, you've got everything disappearing, from the wheels to the showers to the infrastructure, the lights. Who's going to look after that?
Morning, Bongani Pulani from Foys. This thing of the shower, I don't understand. Do you know people who live on the street, the only thing that they think about is just to eat? The shower is the last thing on their mind.
So we can't give you homes, we'll give you showers. Is this new scheme to provide showers for the homeless indicative of a government that is responsive and caring? Or is it yet another electioneering gimmick? Mbali Nhlophe is the MEC for Social Development in Gauteng and joins us now to explain. MEC, I really appreciate your time. Just give us a bit of a broad picture around the thinking behind this drive.
Thank you. And hello, Bong, and hello to all your listeners. I mean, I was just listening to the comments, and let me indicate the following, that anybody who looks at the showers in isolation from the broader work that we're doing would come up to those conclusions. This is not required and so forth. But let's explain the following, that the provision of the showers is no different to the warm meals that we're providing on site within the parks or where the individuals that are homeless are designated. But two, this is part of the broader work that we're doing. So these become our catchment areas that we're creating within these facilities so that we're able to attract them to our services. Because when they come through, whether it's for a warm meal and now for the warm shower, our social workers are on site and they're able then to assist them and make sure that we're able to place them within our homeless shelters. We're able to provide them the psychosocial support that they require. But additionally, we're able to reunify them with their families where it is possible and where there aren't necessarily areas of conflict or that would have been the reason that they've run away. And if that is the case, we're able then to also install them within our skills development programs that we have so that they're able to get back on their feet. So this is not an isolated initiative. It is part and it is holistic as part of the broader work that we're doing. So that we're able, as indicated, as part of our catchment that we do create within the various sites where they do reside, are able to attract them so that our social workers can really sit down with them.
How many mobile showers are you going to be deploying?
We're deploying them all over the province, and they are aligned, again, to our NPOs that are responsible for homeless showers. And that was a critical part, because people think that they're just going to be placed within the parks and unattended and so forth. They are mobile showers, which means they will be driven to the various areas where they are located, the parks, the open spaces, as I indicated, on a regular basis so that they're able to come in and shower. And that's important to know, that alignment to the homeless shelters is because, one, we need to ensure that they're going to be safe. So that's why we can't leave them on site, because they can be easily be vandalized. But two, it's also to ensure that they will remain clean, because as you can imagine, the number of people that will utilize them means they do need to be clean, but also there's consideration for the laundromat, because we need to wash the towels, their clothing and so forth, and be able to give them a fresh set of clothing donated by individuals that are caring, but also those who really feel the width of this program.
MEC, how many showers will you be deploying?
Currently, we are deploying the 5. But let me indicate that with the showers that are there, they are cubicles. So within the cubicles, within all showers, there's about 4 of them. And those are designated amongst males and females. And they will be placed, as indicated, within the catchment areas of where these NPOs are situated.
How much is all of this going to cost?
Look, in terms of the rands and cents of it, I can come back to that. But safe to say that it is in line with the budgets that the department has put in place. and as part of the work of supporting our homeless shelters.
So you don't know how much you're spending on these showers?
What I don't want to do is to give you an exact amount and be wrong on it. That's why I'd rather indicate that it is in line with the budgets that are there, that the department has set aside for us to be able to provide these and support our NPOs that are responsible for this work.
How did you procure them?
As you would know, within an NPO environment, how they are procured is that we work together with the NPOs, and transfers are done to the NPOs. They are then able to seek service providers that are able to build these for them, as long as they are within spec that has been given, and we are able to ensure that they're able to provide for the number of individuals and have the variety of certain aspects that should be within them.
Sorry, I'm trying to understand. So how many NPOs are you working to provide these mobile showers? Are you working with to provide these showers?
So this is our rollout, and as indicated, that we are working with the NPOs. Five NPOs were identified because this is the beginning of the rollout. We are now in a new financial year, which means then we'll be able to procure more and identify other NPOs that we can be able to work with and distribute these within. But as you know, we only launched these on Friday, so that's why we're making sure that we're able to have them out. And of course, we're noting some of the comments that are coming in, but it's important that we also explain to society the importance of hygiene and why these are placed as part of the broader work that's being done.
So you've got five NPOs providing five mobile showers.
We've got shelters, which are NPOs who are running our homeless shelters. And as part of the work that they are doing, they are then also providing this additional showers as part of the basket of work that they are providing. As indicated, we launched this just on Friday, and we will be rolling more out.
Correct. I'm just trying to understand, based on the answers you are giving me in this interview, I asked you how many of these mobile showers you were rolling out. You said five. That was the number you gave me. You then said you've procured these through NPOs, a partnership with NPOs. It's the NPOs that actually get the showers according to the specs you have given them. So I'm trying to now establish, are you saying then to me that you are rolling out five mobile showers that have been provided by five different NPOs? Is that what you're saying to me?
You're absolutely correct. They are rolled out through our homeless shelters, which are the NPOs.
A number of people would look at all of this and say, this appears, at least on the face of it, to be one of those electioneering gimmicks, that homeless people ultimately want dignity. They don't want this kind of solution that appears to be caring, but in fact will leave them no better off at the end of the day.
Okay, so let's entertain that thought for a second, and let me show you its pitfall. One, in terms of the allegation that this is just pure electioneering, this government is not caring and so forth, I mean, it's very curious. Because government will continue to do work, whether there's elections or not, even on the day of elections, the departments will continue to be servicing individuals. And this is because you've got the state that must continue to function. So whether there's elections or not, government work has to continue. That's the one. But two, you know, anybody that works with individuals that are homeless knows that a lot of them don't even have documentation. And that is part of the work that we do. When I indicate that as part of the catchment to appeal to them and attract them, we have an appreciation that these are individuals that are largely displaced. So we need to make sure that they go and we're able to locate them within our homeless shelters. We're able to reunify them with families and so forth. But a great majority of them don't even have documentation. And also, anybody who has an appreciation of what is happening around us knows that the period for registration for elections has long been closed. So how would it be possible that we are providing these showers to attract voters or wanting to attract these individuals to be voters? I just think it's unfortunate. And if anything, it displays the limitations of individuals and with that type of thinking, but also the unfortunate agenda to spew, just create our current government as being an uncaring government that does not know what it's doing and so forth. But at the heart of it is truly just to provide services to the homeless. It is a benefit that we have identified, and a lot of them that came to the events that we had and lots that we've engaged with were really appreciative. So a lot of the people that are speaking are not even those that are homeless and don't even have an appreciation of the difficulties that they are of being on the ground, not having anywhere to go.
MEC, let me ask you. Let me ask you about a number. I think there's a group of about 65 NPOs who say that many of them are facing closure because they're uncertain about continued funding from your department, and they're saying that the really impactful work they do is under threat because they're not guaranteed of funding they desperately need. Wouldn't you rather be focusing on that kind of NPO and that kind of work instead of this?
So which kind of NPOs are these? Because it would be good to know what exactly it is they're doing. But let me say,
these are NPOs that have said, they've written, they've sent lawyers' letters to you, they've met with you, they've sent information with you to try and say, can we get a sense of what the way forward is going to be for the funding that they desperately need? Shouldn't you be focusing on that kind of thing instead of this mobile shower initiative?
So let me indicate the following again. That one, in terms of the NPOs that we are funding, every year we have an advert that goes out, and all NPOs are subjected to a competitive process where they need to supply their business plans and so forth. As it pertains to this particular year, we've received over 1,700 applications, tallying an amount of 11.4 billion. The department's own budget is 5.5 billion. That is the one. So in terms of supporting all NPOs to the extent that they want to, the department absolutely would not be able to. However, with the money that is available before us, we're able to stretch the funding as much as possible. The NPOs that you're speaking about, and I thought that this perhaps was another group, we have been able to attend to those, and a lot of them are dealing with our statutory mandate, and that is why we're able to continue the funding, but we had to make sure that are they still compliant for this year and so forth. So those matters have been addressed. However, the department is finalizing on the remainder of the NPOs that are still outstanding. We're concluding on the issues around the SLAs and so forth, so that we can be able to assist as many NPOs as possible. But part of the things that we are indicating, I mean, we've got one NPO that's 100 years old, and they indicate that they've been getting state funding throughout the years and so forth. You know, we are in an economically strained environment currently, and everybody wants one thing or the other from government, especially finances. And part of what we have indicated to them is that government will be able to support so far. And we'll also appeal to all our NPOs that also look for other sorts of funding from private sector, from international bodies and so forth. And don't be solely reliant on government, because there simply isn't the rent to spread around or be able to adhere to all the desires that they all have. I've just given you an example that we have a budget of about 5.5 billion versus the 11.4 that is required out there. So we are stretching it as much as we can, but we also do promote NPOs to be able to sustain themselves, especially those that have been in the system for long, so that they are able, they've got the capacity to be able to draw in additional funding.
Balihlophe is the Gauteng MEC for Social Development.